Radio, Radiokunst.
Informationskrieg passiert nicht in erster Linie in den Verteidigungsministerien und Geheimdienstzentralen dieser Welt. Informationskrieg passiert in unseren Köpfen. Susanne Niedermayer begrüßt Sie zu einem ganz normalen Abend in einem ganz normalen Leben und zu einer weiteren Ausgabe des Kunstradios. Was passiert, wenn unser Gehirn dem tagtäglichen Informationsbombardement nicht mehr standhält, ist zentraler Inhalt der gemeinsamen Arbeit von dem kanadischen Medientheoretiker Tom Sherman und dem österreichischen Klangarchitekten Bernhard Leubner. Wir faden weg, wir blenden aus. Was übrig bleibt, ist einzig und allein unsere ganz persönliche Wahrheit. Alles begann mit meinen Eltern, beginnt Tom Sherman seine philosophischen Ausführungen in dem Stück Suggested Sway, das wir Ihnen heute zu Beginn der Sendung vorstellen möchten. Sie wussten nicht, was sie wollten. Sie wollten einfach, dass ich kooperiere. Der Beginn einer Geschichte endloser Verstrickung. Suggested Sway entstand 1997 anlässlich Recycling the Future 4, dem vierten und letzten Teil eines ausgedehnten Kunstradioprojektes, das sich in prozesshaften Events intensiv mit der Verknüpfung von Radio und neuen Medien auseinandersetzte. Tune in, but don't blank out.
From my couch, I'm worried. I have a fever. But I'm still my own person. It started with my parents. They didn't know what they wanted. They just wanted me to cooperate. They sent me to school and church. I had friends. But the closer we got, the more demanding they became. We grew apart over the years. When I was old enough, I quit school and went to work. In my second job, I got fired. I admitted I was responsible for human errors. The police came. I was on television and in the newspapers. Finally, I shut it off. I terminated the flow. My doctor sent me to a psychologist. He told me I have a low information drive. I think it comes from long stretches of living alone with no regular hours, not leaving my apartment for days, maybe weeks. No television, no radio. The mail comes infrequently. It's either bills or a junk mail. I've canceled cable. I've let the phone go. I still get the morning paper. It piles up. The stories never change. It's like I read the same paper every day. In fact, I have a favorite paper. Tuesday, May 6th, 1997. I read it every day after I scan the new one and put it in the pile. In my Tuesday paper, there's a good story about communication between animals. How to understand what animals say. I lie on my couch. My fever seems to have lifted. I stare at my white walls. The light coming in through my window is stirred by the shadows of that locust tree. It's spring, and the new leaves blow in the wind. We've had a late snow, but it's melted. Dripping on my windowsills upstairs, a kind of percussive fog. When the weather is good, I feel like going outside again. I walk close to the buildings and then move out into the open. I'll go down by the river and watch the birds swarming. I'll go out and feel the sun and the wind and be among the people again. The people who will never know me. And hard to get a hold of. I'm surrounded by robots. They're just going through the motions. They listen to the same music. They recite the same lines. They have the same goals. They appreciate the same things. They're normal. They're cut out of the same mold. Even their laughs sound the same. They're like ants or bees. They seem to be part of a big picture that I don't belong to. I'm out of sync. I don't have a role, and for that I'm thankful. Because the direction they're moving in is going nowhere fast or slow. They're going nowhere. Nowhere at all. They just wanted me to cooperate. I couldn't bring myself to give in. It wasn't that they were so demanding. It just added up over all that time we spent together. They were the ones that sent me to school. Alongside the traffic, to feel part of the whole, to watch the blackbirds swarm, see the clouds drift across the sky, to feel the strong pull of the river, feel the heat of the sun and the wind on my face.
The Real Thing, eine Produktzuschreibung, die wie keine andere verdeutlicht, dass sich die Werbestrategien im Massenproduktionswahn längst selber ad absurdum geführt haben. Wer kann schon den Unterschied zwischen wirklich und nicht wirklich erklären? The Real Thing nimmt sich in diesem Zusammenhang mehr wie ein Befehl aus. Wie ein Befehl, der sich in unser Gehirn schleicht und uns ganz intuitiv dazu veranlasst, zu kaufen. Auch eine Art von Informationskrieg. The Real Thing lautet auch der Titel von dem zweiten Stück von Bernhard Leubner, das wir nun heute vorstellen möchten. Ein feines Stück Theory Music, basierend auf dem Text und der Stimme des kanadischen Medienkünstlers Robert Adrian.
One of the Tweedledum and Tweedledee twins of global soft drink manufacturing, the larger one, is marketing an aluminum can containing its brand of sweet brown fizzy water, printed with the slogan The Real Thing. Alongside the slogan is a picture of the famous original glass bottle, presumably a portrait of the real thing. You don't have to be a semiologist to notice the semantic fuzziness between the slogan, the image, the can, and its contents that defies any precise reading. It is impossible to separate the can from its context or even to determine which is context and which is content. It all shimmers in that haze of suggestion, promise, half-truth, and hype we know as brand marketing. Contents of the can, the logo, all or any permutation of them. Of a Duchampian ready-made, the can is forced into dialogue with itself about its identity and meaning, while the person drinking the contents feels confident they are taking part in the real thing, namely participating in the 20th century cultural ritual. The company, on the other hand, knows that the real thing is the sale of another can of cola. Other shadowy meanings can be discerned inside the haze of the real thing. The original bottle, designed in the last years of the 19th century, has become one of the most conspicuous commercial items of the 20th. While the company logo is practically synonymous with America in its role as signifier of a global culture. The red, white, and blue flag of stars and stripes may symbolize the political America, the red and white script of the Cedar Dumb logo has come to signify America's free market ideology and the company's marketing strategy and propaganda for a specific lifestyle has been no small factor in the victory over the enemies of capitalism. Manage to focus your senses beyond the clouds of marketing hype, lifestyle blather, and free market hustle, it may be possible to notice the really real thing about the real thing is its casual projection of an impending ideological monoculture, the triumph of style over substance, and the end of cultural and political pluralism.
Eine Antwort auf den Informationskrieg könnte lauten: Rückzug, totale Informationsverweigerung, Raum schaffen für die unmittelbare Wahrnehmung. Eine Philosophie, die sich viele Künstler zu ihrem Lebensprinzip gemacht haben. So klingt es, wenn sich fröhliche Menschen einfach ihres Lebens erfreuen. Eine Aufnahme aus der süditalienischen Stadt Matera aus dem Jahre 1988. Diese Stadt hat der 1961 geborene italienische Komponist und Performancekünstler Nicola Sani ein Hörbild oder, wie er seine Arbeit selber bezeichnet, eine Klangfotografie gewidmet. Das Beeindruckendste an der süditalienischen Kleinstadt, nicht weit vom Ionischen und Adriatischen Meer entfernt, sind die Sassi. Zwei heute verlassene Stadtviertel, deren Behausungen in den weichen Kalkduft der Gravinerschlucht gemeißelt sind. Eine weitere Signifikanz von Matera stellt die Cooper Cooper dar. Ein Musikinstrument, das in Matera seit Jahrhunderten gespielt wird. Es besteht aus einem Rohr, das in einer mit Wasser gefüllten Tonvase endet. Wie ein roter Faden zieht sich dieser Klang durch Nicola Sanis Klangfotografie Matera Sassi. Matera Sassi entstand im WDR-Hörspielstudio Akustische Kunst und ist Teil der Reihe Metropolis des WDR Köln.
Thank you. Come on. was brood maar. Oh, ik ben er. stage.
Facciamo un prendese o tutti alla testa, ma per bruno. Vini di nella gradiata bella, che per filbet sa filbet mi sirve un cagello, per cena ma che pigliana bella terra. Vigna sapete, che bella mira che c'è, che siete un mira di un madrente. Stevo, la mala va sempre, io mi sueta. Ma squadetti il malo da sempre, prende se faccio o tutti alla sempre.
E non è finita ancora.
E non è finita ancora. Appresso la malo da sempre, io mi squadetti, stavo qui mi squadetti, prende se faccio, ascolta la conversazione.
E non è finita ancora.
E non è finita ancora. Santa Maria Madre di Dio, perché tu sei un altro, mi sai che sono povero di carezza e non mi aiuto qua per. Vesteria di Beri, figlia tua madre, non fa tu bambanile di striscia bianco bianco. La veste di Vammesa, la Madonna, lo piece, piece a buon battista, il cuccio di tua mena scru. Cristo mi piangiano, la madre per il ramo, la regina, il suo caruso, un reto paradosso. Un paradosso in cima d'oro, per vedere il Salvatore, Salvatore, il genitieto, per vedere la nezietta, sono musulmani. Padre fuori e spergessone del brinzo fatti a tutto quanto.
E non è finita ancora!
È finito, crepi!
Thank you.
In der heutigen Ausgabe von Kunstradio hörten Sie zwei Stücke des österreichischen Theory-Musikers Bernhard Leubner. Das erste basierend auf Text und Stimme des kanadischen Medientheoretikers Tom Sherman, das zweite in Zusammenarbeit mit dem kanadischen Medienkünstler Robert Adrian. Das dritte Stück trug den Titel Matera Sassi, eine Klangfotografie von dem italienischen Musiker und Performancekünstler Nicola Sani. Wie immer können Sie die heutige Sendung auf unserer Homepage nachhören. Die Adresse lautet
http://thing.at/orf-kunstradio.
Susanne Niedermeyer verabschiedet sich und wünscht Ihnen noch einen schönen Abend.